Hi, gang. Welcome back to the podcast. Welcome to the new year. Unfortunately, I am. We still have Rod here. We couldn't shake him. I tried to lie to him and tell him that this podcast wasn't happening anymore. He just didn't believe me, so I came here to record a solo like Bill Burr would. You know, Burr is short for burger. And,
is that true?
Also,
I've been sleeping here. I've been waiting for the podcast.
Yeah, this has a nice fucking hot dog stank to it. That's hard to avoid. So.
I go down to the Wiener Schnitzel. I get hot dogs every day.
And when Rod says that, that means he's going to jack off. He doesn't mean the restaurant. That means he saw something on his phone or something. He has his spank bank is all full because he took a little journey to his favorite place on earth, which is the women's restroom. Anywho, gang, welcome to this new rebranding of the podcast. There's no rebranding. What this is, and I haven't told Rod yet what the podcast is, but the podcast is American Arts and Culture, American Arts and Casino Boys and Culture Review. So it's just like sometimes the Casino Boys will be here.
Sometimes the Culture Review will be here.
And also, I would like to introduce a third person to the podcast. His name's iPad.
What do you like about corn?
I have been nice to you, but now.
Hi, everyone. It's Jeffrey Dolan, Super Cup Food Review.
iPad is back. This is true.
iPad's back. And also, gang, here's another update. If you're listening to this to our main feed, just give us a month to figure this out.
We got to figure stuff out.
So there's going to be half of this is going to be on the main feed. The rest is going to be on the Patreon. And also on the Patreon, we're still doing videos for you little freaks. So welcome to the podcast. My name is Clay Tatum. And I'm also here with someone else. Rod,
did you really just want to do the podcast by yourself?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's why I met with Theo Vaughn the other day.
Oh, you were going to learn from him.
Yeah. I was like, how do you do this?
How do you do it? I think maybe you have to be either a lot smarter or a lot dumber.
You know what you told me?
She's going to try to stop me, but she can't run those little high heels.
He was talking about a girl that you met. I was like, why are you telling me this? Anywho, gang, welcome to the podcast. The first thing that I kind of want to do is I want to address something for the video watchers. It looks like I'm getting ready for to go outside of Alaska because I'm bundled up. But the office is the coldest I've ever been in my life.
Oh, we probably left the AC on the entire time.
The entire time that you guys were gone, the AC has been on here. And so...
It's been about 2 weeks.
Rod, what did you do?
I went to New York.
I haven't seen Rod since we did our last podcast, and that was way before Christmas.
Yeah, we left.
Hi, everyone. It's Jeffrey Dolan, Super Cup Food Review.
And under 10 seconds, never seen anyone lose $1,000 that fast.
We left
before.
On the 22nd,
uh-huh.
And we went to New York City.
Right.
And we were going to go somewhere else, but then Darcy got sick, so we just stayed in New York.
Right. Did she get the Rod flu where she's fucking sick of your ass?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's what happened. We had to go to urgent care, and I think the doctor did say, looks like you're sick of your boyfriend.
Yeah.
Maybe you just have him leave.
Yeah. And what did you do?
You
stayed, didn't you?
Yeah, I just stayed.
Yeah. It's Rod's world, and we're just all living in it, huh, Rod?
I forced her to hang out with me the entire time.
You had to go to
time.
Urgent care?
Yeah.
Dude, I had to go to the ER the other day. For something, I'll tell you after the podcast.
Oh,
not a big
God.
Deal. It wasn't a big deal.
Okay.
Gang, everyone's fine. It's just, you know, I got COVID, Whitney got COVID, and afterwards we were like, hey, let's try out the ER, and I'll get into that later. I was there from 7 p.m. to 5 in the morning.
What in the fuck?
It was wild.
We went to urgent care in Manhattan.
Right.
Probably took an hour total.
That's fucking insane. We went to like a hospital because like it was like late at night and we were like we went there and it was the only place open because urgent cares are not a thing anymore or not where I live. I live in Mulholland Drive if you don't know. So it's hard to get an urgent care because I don't think rich people get sick but poor people still get sick and I'm fucking sick of it.
Yeah, I think that's why it was so... I mean, in Manhattan, I think that's why it was so slow, because rich people don't get sick.
When's the last time you saw Woody Allen cough? Let's be real here.
He's going to live to be 150.
He really is.
You know, they said he was at the Knicks game on Christmas.
God bless him, dude. That's so fucking awesome, dude. And Howard Stern never get sick.
No, well, he doesn't even see a person.
These are the only two New Yorkers I know about, that I know a lot about. And so, you know.
We did go to Broadway, though.
What was Broadway?
We saw Sweeney Todd.
You didn't see the Rockettes?
Oh, we did. I saw the Rockettes, but I think that's also on Broadway. They were doing those kids. We went to the Rockettes on Christmas, and then the next day we went and saw Sweeney Todd.
Right. How was Sweeney Todd? Is that the one where the guy's a real fucking sicko?
Yeah. It rocked. It was really good. Yeah. Josh Groban was Sweeney Todd.
Who's Josh Groban?
You know, he's a singer.
A big guy?
No, not really.
Overweight?
Do you remember there's a Tim and Eric bit where he sings the songs that...
No.
Hamburgers and hot dogs too?
No.
No?
I know the bit, but you said that, nothing came to mind. Josh Groban.
He was Sweeney Todd. It was great. I wanted to see a Sondheim musical if I was going to go see one.
Is it Sondheim?
Yeah. It's Stephen Sondheim.
Sondheim seems like a guy who's 400 years old. What is he doing Sweeney Todd?
He's dead. Okay. He wrote the musical. He wrote the songs.
What comes first? Sweeney Todd or Tim Burton's Sweeney Todd?
Sweeney Todd.
Okay.
Sondheim.
Can you prove that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think Sweeney Todd came out in like the 80s. And then Tim Burton's Sweeney Todd was...
Right.
I don't know, 2010?
Anywho, gang, was it fun?
It was really fun. And the Rockettes was also fun. And then also just hanging around Manhattan and walking around the park is pretty fun.
Yeah.
Even though it's cold.
I saw a live stream of the Rockettes. And there was a guy there with the binoculars who kept on screaming, kick higher and hold it.
Hold it.
Yeah. And I was like, is that Rod Berry? I didn't know he was in New York.
I was there.
And then, yeah, that was and then you just confirmed that was you who did it. We kept on saying, kick higher and hold it.
They brought camels out on at the Rockettes.
Think about being a camel in the middle of New York when you're not working. What the hell are you doing?
We walked by because we wanted to see the tree at 30 Rock. So we walked by and we saw the camels outside.
Oh, they're out. They keep them outside?
They were like going to take them back to wherever the camels go, where they're not performing with the Rockettes.
That's cool. You know, I have a camel.
What?
Yeah, keep them in my office. Fucking stinks, dude.
You sure it's not your cat, Lenny?
No, it's a big camel. Big hump. It's about 6 feet tall.
That's insane.
Yeah.
It seems like a bad...
Seems stupid, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you feed it? What does camel eat?
I didn't say I fed it.
It has to eat.
Eating up a rug. I had to replace that. That's a lot of money. And it's eating up part of a couch, which I'm going to have to replace.
And you got nice rugs.
I have the best nice rugs.
You spend a lot of money on these rugs.
The best rugs $30 can buy you at IKEA. in the stained section of IKEA.
You just walk right down to the stained section.
That's right.
I don't care how fine she is. She farting your car. You mad.
Gang, if you want to know how I spent my Christmas, I spent my Christmas getting the Corona 19.
Damn, that sucks.
Yeah. So we had like this big thing that we were going to do.
Coronavirus.
That we're gonna have a lot of fun during Christmas and do a lot of fun little things. And Whitney, my wife, legally married, got COVID about 3 days before Christmas.
Oh.
And I'm like, I'm not spending Christmas alone. Are you out of your mind? And so, of course, the day after Christmas,
you were confirmed COVID.
So, and I'm still in the window within the 10 days, so that's why I invited Rod here, so I can give it to him, and then tell him not to give it to anyone else, because I'm not a super spreader.
Mm-hmm.
I just...
Thank you, Clay.
Of course. And so I spent all of with COVID-19, and you know what?
Christmas and New Year's?
Christmas and New Year's, yeah.
Damn.
I'm not going anywhere with the COVID-19. Rod was like, come out. Let's hang out. Not around me, but around like my friends.
I was still in New York for New Year's.
What did you do on New Year's in New York?
We went to Belvedere Castle in Central Park, and we watched some fireworks.
Okay.
It was pretty nice.
Was there? I've seen that castle before.
Yeah.
What is that doing there?
It's just kind of there. I don't really know.
Why isn't that in more movies? You ever seen a movie where the castle's in it?
I don't think so.
What's the deal?
I don't. Central Park is very. It's so big, and there's a bunch of shit that it.
I go there and I see like the boats, like the mechanical boats. That's in tons of movies.
That's in a lot of movies. Stuart Little.
Yeah. They should make a Stuart Big, where it's just a normal. What was his thing?
I think he was actually a normal-sized rat, but or mouse.
I guess why, yeah.
But he lived with a family.
We should make a movie called Stuart Normal, and it's about a guy.
That's a really good idea.
Yeah.
You need to pitch that.
I will pitch it. Also, for New Year's, I watched the original Ocean's 11.
What'd you think?
It fucking stunk, dude. That is so bad. What is going on?
I can't imagine what it's like.
We watched a documentary about it afterwards. I had a blast watching it. I enjoyed Ocean's 11. I enjoyed it a lot, even though the movie's a fucking stinker. But they made a documentary about it, and they told you that everyone in the Rat Pack only allowed to give the director one take, and then they're out of there. And so I'm like, who do you think you're working with? Fucking Woody Allen? That's the only director I know that can.
I'm out.
Yeah, that's the only director I know that can successfully do a one take shoot. So yeah, and you could tell it really shows in the final product that they only had one take to get all the shit. And the movie fucking stunk, but it takes place in Vegas, and they steal money, and it looks. This is the fucking. It's so crazy looking at these casinos back in the day.
They're like sad or?
Yeah, they're very sad. They all look like steak restaurants. Like the entire casino just looks like a steak restaurant.
Yeah, I think
carpet everywhere.
So much smoke in there too.
And like you put a quarter in it and you know you can only get like 8 quarters back when you hit the jackpot.
Well, but 8 quarters used to be worth basically $1,000.
Yeah, but what are you going to buy with that stuff? There's no, like a toaster?
Yeah. 2 toasters.
They didn't have cool stuff back then, like iPhones and iPads and PlayStations. Mm-hmm. Oh, this is what
they got? They didn't even have Gucci back then. They probably did.
Yeah, but it looked fucking ugly. Probably made out of a potato bag. But Whitney for Christmas got me the new Mario game for Switch. I beat that in like 3 days.
That rocks.
I'm back to being a fucking pathetic loser.
You're a gamer again.
Yep, I'm a gamer again.
Welcome back.
Which kind of brings me to a segment that I want to do right now, gang. I want to give you my New Year's resolutions. And I'm going to have Rod give them two. And I like the idea that I didn't tell him beforehand to do this.
How many are you going to do?
I'm going to do 5.
Do I have to do an equal amount?
Yeah, of course, man. And I'm going to go quick. So, okay. Here you go, gang.
Now, on the lookout, guys. 5.
My number 5 resolution that I want to do in the year 2024 is I want to gamble more. And I'm not fucking joking. I want to gamble more. Last year, I gambled, and I haven't done the math yet, but I'm pretty sure I'm in the green because I gamble so little, and I'm very scared, and I know how to collect a win. I'm going to keep that attitude up going into the new year. I'm just going to do it more and more. I have $75 waiting for me, a free play at Morongo. And so this year I'm going to start there and this is going to be a winning year for me and I'm going to gamble more.
Wow.
So
that's pretty good. I mean, I do like that.
Right. I think this is also the year Whit said he's going to gamble less, which is why he's probably going to be on this podcast less. Because he kind of uses podcasts as a way to gamble more.
Uh-huh. As a way to make us go with him to gamble.
Right, which also probably guarantees that he's going to come back. He's just in Seattle right now. So, Rod.
He'll be around, I'm sure.
I can't wait to hear your number 5. Here we go.
Now, on with the countdown. 5. Good.
Okay, I realized the other day I haven't been to the doctor in 20 years, so I'm going to get a doctor.
Fuck that, dude. Fuck that. I when we did the urgent care thing, just because whatever, we were like, "Fuck, we need a doctor." How long have we gone without a doctor? Because like sometimes I go and like last time I got sick, I went to the urgent care just to do all the tests to make sure I'm good because I don't trust the at home test. They were like, "So who's your primary care doctor?" I go, "What do you say to me?" I go, "Bitch, I don't have one." It was a guy who I was talking to. And he was confused by that. I'm like, is this a thing everyone has?
Do people have doctor? What is going on with people?
Yeah, so when you get a doctor. And also, this round, I didn't tell you about this round of COVID. Beautiful. Just a stuffy nose. That's all it was.
Oh,
I still have like a little helium head is what I call it. Where sometimes I just randomly feel like I have helium in my head.
Oh.
But hey, that's just, if you want to, you know, that's just what happens when you play the game of life.
Almost all my COVID has just been, feel like a little bit, like a cold.
Well, you have long COVID. Because you've been coughing your head off. I didn't cough once with, maybe I coughed once, because I eat a lot of peanuts, and that causes me to cough.
You get a lot of peanuts in the throat.
Yeah. Are you ready for my number four?
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, on with the countdowns. Four.
My number four New Year's resolutions for the year 2024, I'm going to both eat more and I'm going to get COVID again. And I don't want COVID again. I'm just going to live my life in a certain way where it's just like anywhere go, you're just going to.
Listen, you're probably going to get COVID
again. I'm probably going to get it again. It's fine.
You can't stop
Technically,
it.
I've only gotten COVID from my loved ones. First time around, I got it from my mom. And second time around, I got it from my wife. I'm not catching this stuff out in the wild. But what I seriously, gang, I'm going to eat more this year. I'm sick of eating bad food. Last year, I went to great restaurants. I went to the horses restaurant where, after the guy got caught killing cats, the reservations just opened up, and it's a fucking great place. And the little, that little fucking sicko is not there anymore. And I also ate at, I also ate at nice restaurants. I'm going to do that more this year.
More
and
nice restaurants.
I'm going to eat a lot of nice restaurants, which is going to require me to make more money. And gang, this year it looks bleak for me. I need to get my fucking, my ass a job. No, I don't need you. We're not going to rely on this podcast. This is just a thing to pay for the office. But I do need to fucking put myself to work, and I need to do that soon, within a week or two, honestly. so, anyway, gang. And I'm going to spend that money in very, very bad ways. That's part two of my New Year's resolution. I'm going to be, I'm going to spend money like I make a lot of money per year, which
this
I don't.
This is
kind of
like the WIT plan.
Yep, I'm going to be, I'm going to be more like WIT. I'm going to fucking, even though WIT is food phobic, that's not going to be, I'm going to gamble more, and I'm going to spend money more recklessly, and I'm going to eat more.
That's already three.
Yeah, so gang, that's my number four. Rod, are you ready for
number
four?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Now, on with the countdown.
Good. Find out more at GoArmy.com.
Four.
Last year I got a passport. I haven't used it yet.
Yeah, what the fuck's going on, dude?
So I'm going to use it.
You're going to leave this country.
I'm going to leave the country.
Yeah, I've been threatening you to leave the country. And gang, I've seen his itinerary. I know where he's going. He's going to those countries where prostitution is a
big part
of
just,
their economy.
Just any, I'm going to go to Europe or Mexico or some, maybe Canada even.
Right.
I got my passport. I'm ready to go.
Go to Canada, dude. It's easy. The flights are cheap, and it's beautiful. And you can go to Montreal, and it feels like you're in Paris, which I've never been to before, but everyone speaks that nasty little language called French.
Ew.
It is a nasty language. I'm still learning Spanish. And I'm so... This Duolingo doesn't do shit.
Darcy's like fluent in Spanish. She could teach you.
Winnie is actually pretty fluent too, because I think they went to schools that actually had good foreign language classes.
Darcy lived in Spain for 2 years.
What the hell? did she learn it just for the trip, or
no? She was like getting her degree in Spanish and teaching, so she's good at it. She knows all the words.
I'm going to get a degree in English where I go to class and they show me a picture of cheeseburger and I go, cheeseburger? Well, that's correct.
To listen to the rest of this episode, plus hundreds of other bonus episodes, visit the Casino Boys Patreon at patreon.com/thecasinoboys. We'll be back later in the month with normal full episodes.